Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
God will not make you stop eating that chocolate chip cookie, but He will undergird you and He will say, He'll tell you again, you take one bite, that's enough, don't eat anymore. He'll lead you every bite that you take. Eat this, order this. You have an unction and you know all things. Well, you know you shouldn't eat that chocolate chip cookie, but man, it smells mighty good. You know you shouldn't go for that second piece of pie. And you know you got high cholesterol and you shouldn't be eating all that cheese. But you love cheese. What will happen every single time is the Holy Ghost will come up to you and He'll say, don't eat that cheese. Don't eat that cheese. And you'll have to completely take that thought into captivity and cast it out of your head and eat the cheese. Do just the opposite of what the Word says. Casting down imaginations and strongholds that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Christ. Bringing them into captivity. Well, what you do is you bring the captivity of the thought that is the bad thing. And instead of doing the good thing. And if you ever start doing it. If you ever take, 3 days. And don't make a commitment longer than what you can do. Because if you've ever been overweight. If you've ever done something that you know you shouldn't do, smoke, drugs, alcohol, any of those things, what happens is you make a commitment and you don't keep it, so you're condemned forever. So it's like a vicious cycle in your mind. You make a commitment, you don't keep it, so you're condemned, so you think, what's the use? It goes on and on that way. And so I decided on this particular time, I wasn't making a bunch of commitments that I'm going to lose this amount of weight by this amount of time. Or I wasn't going to make a bunch of commitments that I was going to do a bunch of exercise and not going to eat these things. What I did commit to do is what I think will help you. Is I committed that every time that the Lord dealt with me something in my heart to do, I would do it. And you know that's very important that you do what the Lord tell you to do anyway. So every time that the Lord would check me and He'd say, don't eat that, I would not override Him. Every time. I don't eat a bunch of sweets. I don't eat a bunch of junk. And I cannot tell you how much better physically I feel. It has nothing to do with losing weight. How much better physically I feel. Not because of a weight issue, but because of a conscious issue. A condemnation issue, a depression issue. I don't think that most people need depression drugs. I think the reason that most people take depression drugs is because they override what I'm just talking about. That every time that the Lord deals with them about doing something, they override that. And they still do what they want to do. And so they go away condemned 90% of the time. And so the devil is right there to make you depressed. What else is there to do if you override what the Lord is telling you? Well, the devil is going to be right there to fill you with something else. And it is called depression and condemnation. You know, I think it's real fun for someone that's never had a weight problem in their life to tell you how to lose weight and how easy it is. You know, it's real fun to hear people like that, to tell you that are about this big around, they've never had a weight problem in their entire life, and you got to lose 100 pounds, that they just ride you and tell just how easy it is. This is all you have to do and you'll lose it. Great. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. You know, sure. Let's see you do it. Let's see you quit, smoking. Let's see you quit drinking. Same thing. You know, I'm telling you that I think one thing that will help and does help, because there's nothing more important than listening to the Lord. And if the Lord says, don't eat that piece of cheese, you've got high cholesterol, don't eat the piece of cheese. If the Lord says, don't eat that chocolate chip cookie, then don't eat the chocolate chip cookie. You know, if the Lord says, and He will, yeah, go ahead and eat that cake and ice cream with them. He will. Then do it. Because what happens is people get their bodies so keltered out of whack, they go on these starvation things. Been there, done that. Go days without eating anything. It's no wonder to me that people become bulimic because of their consciences. It's a conscience issue. It's not a food issue. It's a conscience issue. And if you will just purpose in your heart, if you don't get anything else tonight, but to know that the greater one is in you and to be led, you will have accomplished major feats in here tonight. Because every time you go to eat something and that voice comes to you and says, don't eat that chocolate chip cookie, and you go to grab for it anyway, you make your mouth open up and do its job and say, no, the greater one's in me. That grace arises, that supercharging arises, and you can walk away from it and you don't have to eat it. And you make it 2 or 3 days like that and you'll be real surprised at how easy it is to control those prescription pills or that smoking or that drinking or that porn or that fat. You know, that's bad. I still got some. Lots. But I've learned that if I'll be led in every situation that I do. Just the other night, David called me after the service with something we was having to deal with. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm at Steak and Shake. Leave me alone. You know, we left last Friday night. Was I not at Steak and Shake? I was driving through Steak and Shake. I was craving a hamburger. And so I went and got it, you know, and I didn't feel guilty about it. I didn't feel condemned about it. I didn't feel, you know, but if I'd have got there and I'd have started thinking, you know, you really shouldn't eat that. You know what I'd have done? I wouldn't eat it. But don't go through your whole life feeling condemned about your weight, about drugs, about smoking, about anything. Follow your heart. And every time you go to do something, stop yourself. And once you do it for a little while, you'll begin to get trained. You won't even have to stop yourself. It'll just be there. It'll be instant, 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 instant. But stop yourself and say, heart, is this okay? Get a clearance. Get a check. You know what a check is. You've been there. Same thing that told you not to eat that chocolate chip cookie. It's the same thing. So you do it. The very next thing that we've been covering with these things is number 4. And it's 1 John 3:20. If our hearts condemn us, God's greater than our hearts and he knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then what? We have confidence toward God. And that's the issue right there. Is you having confidence that you can do what you need to do and how you need to do it. And the only way that you can do that is by your heart not condemning you. And don't let the devil so you missed it. 1 John 1:9 is always there if you eat that chocolate chip cookie. You repent and you say, I'll do better next time. Do that if you have to. Every time you do something, you take that prescription drug, you lose your temper, you take other kind of street drugs, or you beat your wife, or you, whatever the situation is, or your wife beats you, or, you know, there is some of that that goes on, you know, or you beat your mother, whatever the case would be. Instantly open your mouth. I know for me, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world has worked for me more than anything else. But that doesn't mean that's what will work for you. You may need to use, I can do all things through Christ who will strengthen me. Or greater is he that's in me, you know. Whichever one works for you, find you a scripture. Ask the Lord to show you the thing that will help you to get past that. And immediately when that situation arises, open your mouth and say that. Don't just be silent. Open your mouth and confess, greater is he that's in me. And you will, that supercharging will be there to help you to get past that situation. The very first thing that the whole thing revolves around that we've talked about tonight is condemnation. Because if you eat and you're condemned, then you throw up your hands and say, what difference does it make? If you beat your spouse, you're condemned, you throw up your hands and say, I just can't stop it. It's just the way I am. You know, you smoke. Well, I've tried to quit. Can't quit. I'll tell you a real funny story and then we'll get ready to close, guys. I know some people that were trying to quit smoking. And the wife quit. She made a conscious effort to quit smoking and she quit. And she told everybody, I'm quitting. Y'all help me. I'm quitting. Well, the husband didn't want anybody to know he was trying to quit because he was trying to quit and thought if he failed, nobody would know he tried. So he went, you know, for several days and didn't smoke and the spouse realized that he hadn't smoked either. Well, that's the way it is sometimes with diets. You know, you don't want to tell anybody, well, I'm on a diet for in case that you fail. But that won't help you really. The thing that will help you is getting all the support that you can muster. Getting that other person to say, you know, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And it quickens you, makes you sharp. But the thing that goes back to is being the defensive person. And taking it like, you don't care about me because I'm bringing this up to you. Well, that's just the opposite. They care about you so much that they're bringing it up to you. And they're there to help you with it. But husbands, you have to be very, very, very careful with this. Wives, you have to be super careful with this. Because it is something that's almost inbred into people when they've got an area that they need to change in that they don't want nobody telling them about it. You know, even if they tell you they want you telling them about it, they don't want you telling them about it. You know, they want it to be their weakness. But if you can be strong enough to humble yourself, like what we talked about, and get people to help you, then God can help you to turn your situation around. He can help you to turn your life around. And everybody should know it. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is that Holy Spirit that is in you than any piece of cake, any drug, anything. And he can fill you like no food can, like no drug can, like no alcohol can, like no sex can, like nothing can. Nothing. So if you'll just stand firm, stand your ground, the grace of God will be there because he promised it to us. It will be there to supercharge you and help you through that situation. Stand up with me. I want us to make a couple of confessions. And I hope I didn't offend anybody tonight. I really tried to show you my heart, to show you, you know, what I had dealt with myself. I mean, nobody knows what it's like to get up here and tell their faults to other people unless you've done it. You know, you don't know what that's like. I mean, you've got hundreds of people in here tonight, and I doubt seriously you want to air your dirty laundry to everybody that's in here. I mean, most of you try to cover it, you know. But if you can help one person to get out of the torment that the devil has held over, because it's a torment to be under these things. It's a torment to not be able to go where you want to go and do the things that you want to do and be the person that you want to be. It's a torment. So how many of you in here tonight, and it can be lots of different areas, so don't be embarrassed by it. How many of you in here tonight feel like you got some answers about some situations? Yes. How many of you in here tonight really want to change some things in your life? I believe that. I am one. And I believe that we can do that. And as a church family, we can encourage everybody. Instead of, I don't care how much you weigh. What I care about is how you feel about it.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Look Inside, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R109. That's R109, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.